Kamala Harris, it is outdated and wrong-headed to view more police as only way to make communities safer. By Hannah Blow on September 23, 2020. Senator Kamala Harris, DCA, on Tuesday said that it is both outdated and wrong-headed to think that adding police officers to the streets is the only way to make communities safer. Harris, speaking at a Shop Talk event with Black leaders in Detroit, Michigan, on Tuesday, accused President Donald Trump of literally trying to wipe out history, a reference to his move to eliminate critical race theory, a progressive doctrine embraced by radicals, progressives, and groups such as Antifa, which alleges that America is a white supremacist country, from the federal agencies. She used the point to segue into her next talking point of reimagining public safety in America. You know, right now Donald Trump is trying to, actually you probably know this, Lieutenant Governor, tried to get rid of the training in the federal government on race, on specific aspects of race, literally trying to wipe out history, Harris declared. They're saying, there are senators and others who are saying that basically, essentially, we should stop teaching the truth about racism in America, she continued. We have to talk about, one, we have to talk about the need to have leadership that speaks the truth. I will do that. It is going to have to be about not just talking. It has to be about action, she continued, using her vision for reimagined public safety as an example. For example, when we talk about, the other brother was asking about criminal justice. Let's talk about America's failure when it comes to understanding how you create safe communities. And by that I mean this, it is outdated, it is wrong-headed thinking to think that the only way you're going to get communities to be safe is to put more police officers on the street. What we have to do, and what we will do, is reimagine public safety, Harris added. If you want a safe community, you have to invest in the health and well-being of that community. The vice presidential nominee harped on talking points previously issued by Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DCA, another radical leftist in Congress. What am I talking about? You can go to any upper-middle-class suburb in America and you will not see the kind of police presence you see in other neighborhoods. But what you will see are well-funded public schools. What you will see are high rates of home ownership. What you will see are families who have an income that allows them to get through the end of the month without worrying about whether they can feed their children. Ocasio-Cortez arrived to the same conclusion in June, explaining that an America with defunded police looks like a suburb. It looks like a suburb. Affluent white communities already live in a world where they choose to fund youth, health, housing, etc. more than they fund police, she wrote on Instagram. She added that those residing in affluent white suburbs effectively design their own lives so that they walk through the world without having much interruption or interaction with police at all, aside from community events and speeding tickets. Notably, Harris failed to mention the failure of the S0 called Police Free Zone in Seattle, otherwise known as the Capitol Hill Organized Protest, CHOP, which came with an escalation in violent crime, including rape, robbery, and murder, nor did she mention the violent Black Lives Matter protesters taking to the streets of residential areas. Protesters in Portland reportedly threatened to burn a house down for displaying an American flag.